We have a whole generation that grew up on the spoken word. That's why they're so swift with it.
Feel a lot better.
Off center, they communicate misinformation. Then comes the chapter of the Lestragonians. Now, these were cannibals, and I will say that when I was trying to find what Joyce was doing with his manner of writing, this was the chapter where I think I got it. Bloom is going around from one restaurant to another, wondering where he's going to eat lunch.
Good evening.
I eat lunch.
A world-renowned linguist.
And the way that chapter is written, you come out smeared with pie and grease and fish and...
What's going down, brother?
Oh, it's all good, baby. It's all good.
With this bitch, Jake. How you want it, dog? Huh? Closed casket? You remember that fool in the wheelchair? How you think he got there?
Of being, or the holiest of holies. And at this particular point in time, there was an I-thou relationship in which the individual had an actual encounter with the most important entity in the universe, whatever he perceived that entity to be.
Topic. It was about how humans are an endangered species, and they're, given the nature of their institutions, they're
each other's placas, 4-9 and the Locotes. They're at war. You can learn to read the walls, not just the street sign.
Planet Earth. It's my place above.
Now, the mystical experience was not an encounter, it was an abandonment of the ego. The ego dissolved, and the individual transcended the self and sort of became as one with the energy flow of the universe.
Born to be the sole controller of the universe.
Time a week again. Coming at you in a lot on stream 475. Thursday. Just waiting in line here. Wondering why this mic doesn't work. Metaphysics. Gotta watch that metaphysics though. It'll throw one on you. I use it. Sometimes I abuse it, of course. But it's always used on me all the time. Oh well. New metaphysics back in show business. Got a lot of corporate sponsors lined up. We're eating out of each other's hands. Still in the back of the van on the OJ freeway. This van can go backwards or forwards. Of course, it's invoking various key concepts in the philosophy. Otherwise, I'd have to work a lot harder. Or work at all. Normally starting around 9 in the Eastern time zone in the U.S., except for tonight where I'm late as usual. See what happens with that. Live in MP4. Tonight at 128 kilojisms should sound fucking good. I've heard the 96 and that kills. The MP4 is the digital package Microsoft doesn't want you to ever use. Of course, all the corporate music owners don't want you to use it either.
Size the part of the map that I hit first. Any environment I can adapt when it gets worse.
Because as soon as MP4s hit the street big time, it's all... the all-over is well onto its middle phase of over. I'm in my bathrobe. The classic attire, somewhat mandatory. I'm in it.
This is the individual reported experiences being consumed by the heavenly fire
or
being transformed by the white light.
Live mic here. Anyway, be going for a few hours. Do my usual magic act and then beat it home before they find out I've been out. Gary Geiserman taking the fall. Gary at studio475.com. Websites. Me an archive. The usual drill. I'll go into it later. Newmetaphysics.com with the W's up front. And studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Hold on, I got a phone call here.
Are feeling at one with the oceanic impulses and vibrations and energy flows that surrounded him.
Rough get going, going gets rough. When I start flowing, the mic busts. Next day to shake from the power I generate. People in Cali used to swear it was earthquakes. No time, just hard on the boulevard. I'm Bogart, never get scarred. I'm God, but it seems like I'm locked in hell. Looking over the edge, but the R never fell. A trip to slip, it's my knife's got grip. I stand on my own 2 feet and come equipped. Any stage I'm seen on, a mic I fiend on. I stand alone and need nothing to lean on. Going for self with a long way to go. So much to say, but I still flow slow. I come correct and I won't look back, cause it ain't where you're from.
It's where you're
Nah, man. Hurry up.
Now, Now, of course, Masters and Houston's work was extremely controversial. There were many psychiatrists that said that all of this talk of oneness indicated the individual had a temporary psychosis. And there were other individuals who felt that this was a very cheap type of mysticism. It wasn't the, quote, real thing, unquote. Now, the other study, which is extremely important, is the one done by Walter Pankey.
They're likely to destroy themselves in a fairly short time. So this time there's a little relief, and we have a pleasant topic instead, the new war on terror. Fortunately, the world keeps coming up with things that make it more and more horrible as we proceed. I'm going to assume two conditions for this talk. The first one is just what I assume to be a recognition of fact. That is that the events of September 11th were a horrendous atrocity, probably the most devastating instant human toll of any crime in history outside of war. The second has to do with a goal. Second assumption has to do with a goal. I'm assuming that our goal is that we are interested in reducing the likelihood of such crimes, whether they're against us or against someone else. If you don't accept those two assumptions, then what I say will not be addressed to you. If we do accept them, then a number of questions are...
We have a whole generation that...
With the Java model... Any and everybody can... be a service provider. With the .NET model...
the chief research psychiatrist at the Maryland State Psychiatric Institute, which is doing most of the very little LSD work that's being carried on in the country at the present time. What Dr. Pankey did was to read books and articles on mysticism, and he was especially influenced by the work of W.T. Stace. Dr. Pankey modified Stace's characteristics of the mystical experience, and he came up with a list of 9 characteristics. And utilize these 9 characteristics in his experimental study. Let me tell you briefly what these 9 characteristics were. First, the experience of unity, the most important characteristic of the mystical experience. As I mentioned before, this is what Masters and Houston based their whole definition of mysticism around. Pankey went into a little greater detail. He said that at sometimes the unity was internal, where the individual lost his usual sense impressions and he lost his self of his self-concept momentarily. He said one is not unconscious, but one is rather aware of a very undifferentiated unity, and one turns inward.
What do you think we're going to do? What are we going to do? Roll up in a black and white, huh? Slap the cuffs on him, you're under arrest. That's a high roller, dog. Take the money.
I mean, I already told you I'm not going to take
just
that.
Take
I'm not going to take
okay,
that.
Okay, don't. Just burn it, barbecue it, fish fry it. I don't give a fuck, but the boys will feel better.
Fuck their feelings.
Jake, you're not making them feel like you're part of the team.
The team? You guys are fucking insane. All right, I'll go back to the Valley. I'll cut parking tickets, you know? It can't be like this.
It is this way, man. I'm sorry I exposed you to it, but it is. It's ugly, but it's necessary.
I became a cop to put away drug dealers, the poisoners, the criminals, not to...
Another type of unity was external unity, in which the individual turns outward and he feels that all is one. He becomes one with the things around him. The second characteristic is transcendence of time and space. The individual feels the time has come to a standstill. He loses his sense of distance. He loses his usual orientation as to where he is.
Delicious feeling of freedom. It's nice to drive through the country, look out the window, and watch the scenery. Border of Mexico isn't far. There's a new life waiting for you, a life without the nagging, pestering, laughing, and ridicule you've had to put up with. Of course, there really isn't any reason to go to Mexico. Nobody will ever find out you killed her. The suicide looked too convincing. For once in your life, you did something smart. Always wanted to go to Mexico. Gay nightlife and an obliging senorita, basking in the sun at Acapulco. A life you've never had. Well, it's about time. 13 years penned up with that woman. How'd you ever stand it? She never was worthy of you.
I have cable. You watch whatever you want, okay?
in the famous Hudson Valley sightings, for instance, that occurred back in the mid-1980s, and there's a very good book called Night Siege that was written by the late Dr. Alan Hynek, who was an astronomy professor at Northwestern University, head of the astronomy department there, in fact. I had the privilege of taking a course with him at Harvard Summer School once. And another astronomer by the name of Phil Imbroglio, they have many instances of eyewitness accounts where people would see a huge UFO, you know, right over a major highway like the Taconic Highway, you know, north of New York City, about 50 miles or so. And this thing would be the size of several football fields. And it was described as being like a city in the sky, you know, awesome, massive, huge object. And then suddenly, in the twinkling of an eye, it would blink out. And you'd see stars through it, and it would appear that nothing was there.
In dreams, we appear not to think, but to experience.
Love it.
I love my woman. I love my woman because she excites me. Because my woman, I love. I love.
If he has to describe this experience, he'll say that it's eternity in terms of time and infinity in terms of space.
Her eyes, closely related one, which merit a good deal of thought. One question, and by far the most important one, is what is happening right now?
Adopt very broad, complicated legislation. You know, we feel like reasoned debate needs to occur, even though something awful has happened.
In all of the Bible, or in any literature printed, be it secular or sacred, there isn't a greater love story than the story of the prodigal son. Jesus dramatically tells of God's love and God's patience and God's long suffering. and God's concern about man in this passage.
Implicit in that is what we can do about it. Second, has to do with the very common assumption that what happened on September 11th, is a historic event.
Stream 475. New metaphysics. Like a cat on a tin roof. Gotta take that tin roof out of there. Right, Honorable Gary Geiserman. Just a long life of adaptation, which is not a good thing.
September 11th.
I can tell you that. I mean, if you're naturally supposed to be adaptive, then any superimposed adaptation is probably going the other way. Metaphysics being what it is and all. Tricky little devil. Told you that before. You didn't believe me. You had to live out another one. There's a stage in surfing that would correspond here. I think you know which one that is. Not the one where you do the beer commercial, however. So Stream 475, I'll get it for you. You need QuickTime 6, the free one, or for $30 or a good crack, you can get the Pro. Very handy to have QuickTime Pro on the net, because any QuickTime file of any kind will automatically be downloadable by law, and you can do a lot of good audio things with QuickTime 6 Pro. I wouldn't leave my telephone pole without it. Or any new audio player that'll do an MP4. Tonight's show is inglorious, 128 clicks. Should sound at least as good as 320 MP3. Probably a little better because it has that glassy kind of quality that you don't get in an MP3. I don't know what the hell's in that QuickTime, MP4, but it's, you gotta clean it with Windex. Not always a bad thing. Just don't use vinegar, though. Gary at studio475.com for the mailbox. NewMetaphysics.com and Studio475.com/NewMetaphysics for the live stream connection, or for archived download or streaming time machine facsimiles of this and those events, some unspeakable. with or without a Bible, whatever that is.
He intended to show, first of all, the danger of self-righteousness in the characterization of the son that stayed at home. Although he stayed at home, although he did not go astray, although he did not engage in wild and riotous living, when his brother was redeemed, and was regained, he was too selfish to come in and join in the banquet and celebrate the recovery of his lost brother. So that Jesus intends for us to learn in this that it is as dangerous to stay in the church and be selfish as it is to go out but finally come back. Now the theme of this passage is law. And Jesus intended to show us that God is a God of the law. Now, Jesus also said that God was not the God of the living, or rather of the dead, but a God of the living. By that, he did not mean that he turned his back on you when you die. But he rather meant that no man is dead with God. And David had us to know that we cannot escape to any realm where God is not. If he went into the heavens, if he went to the utmost parts of the earth, if he made his bed in hell, behold, God is there. So God is the God of the lost. If you do not believe that he's the God of the lost, make up in your mind to come back to God. And like the father of the prodigal, his arms will be wide open.
Positive mood, and this is characterized by such statements as feelings of joy, of blessedness, and of peace. The fourth characteristic is a self-feeling that one is in a sacred moment, and the sense of sacredness is evoked by the mystical experience.
My woman. I love my woman because she excites me. She excites me like the charge a child gets from an ice cream cone. She excites me like a youngster who so yearns to be grown.
Sacred is capable of being profane. Sense of sacredness is evoked by the mystical experience. Now, something that is sacred is capable of being profane.
before.
September 11th.
Before.
Too old to sometimes simply lose control? Because I just want to drop to my knees and plead with her to abuse my soul. She makes me want to cry just to see if the tears come. And I envision her tongue tasting each drop. My soul. She makes me wanna cry. It is a pleasure, ever shifting, ever lifting. It is a pleasure that expands to joy. cry just to see if the tears come. And I envision her tongue tasting each drop.
Yes, it is a pleasure and a joy to be here with you. To explore and then to work with you. To love with you.
Jesus, in this chapter, tells of three things that were lost. First, he tells of lost sheep.
Yeah.
Secondly, he tells of lost money.
Yeah.
Thirdly, he tells of a lost son.
Thirdly, your strength, the third voice, the third component. To reach that place of unstoppable power is your strength. The application of your power that changes you. The implementation, the manifestation, however you term it, of your power, your strength.
One by one. I want her to tie me up and torture me with kisses.
There wasn't much sunshine, and there are no sunset provisions either. In something that was temporary, that was needed for an emergency.
Because this is the first time I want to get as good as I give.
One which will change history. I tend to agree with that. I think it's true. It was a historic event. And the question we should be asking is exactly why. The third question has to do with the title, the War Against Terrorism. Exactly what is it?
In the case of the lost sheep, the shepherd went back over his steps and over his traveling the day, the previous day. And searched in every ravine, in every mountainside, in every valley, right, until he had regained the sheep that was lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
The woman who lost one of her corns of ten stuck in every corner,
yeah,
and under every bed and behind every door,
yeah,
until she had found her lost corn.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then there's no words of anybody having gone out to look for this lost son. You see, in the case of the sheep, we have the loss of property. In the case of the lost coin, we have financial loss. Yeah. In the case of the son, we have human loss. Yeah. People go out looking to regain lost property. Yeah. People work double shifts in order to regain lost money. Yeah. But there are two people bother themselves about trying to regain lost son, lost daughter, lost husband or lost wife, or even lost friend. This young man, in the case of the prodigal son, became restless.
In touch with, to be active with, to use your strength, presence, yes, be conscious, certainly so, be aware, achieving, exploring, achieving, giving, receiving, being, and with that presence, know your framework, be present with your framework, the memories, the myths, the visions, the dream, and with that presence, in that framework, be strong. Activate your strengths. Know your strengths. Then comes the fourth step of any process. The most determined, the most condensed, the most confined, if you will, from freedom without responsibility, condensing, condensing, and then becoming determined in that fourth step. And the fourth step in the process of unstoppable power has to do with your love. The very precious, the very rare, the unclaimed
not be allowed to escape alive. Well, I never thought things were the same after that. Vietnam started for real. It was an era of, I don't know, make-believe in the Pentagon and CIA.
Down in general for everybody. Now, let's look at it like this. Let's say down to the plant. Charlotte, are there ever any rumors or any talk about the plant maybe even closing down or going out of business or being sold and shut down? Have you ever come home with that?
I want to convulse. I want to shudder. I want to scream out her name and do all the things a man's not supposed to do to keep his cool. She makes me wanna get high and meditate so I can prolong the spiritual and mental state I'm in when I'm in her.
Reading is going reasonably well. I'd like to try to read Howell. haven't got time and patience to go through more poetry now.
And there's a related question, namely, what is terrorism? A fourth question, which is narrower but important, has to do with the origins of the crimes of September 11th. And the fifth question that I want to talk a little about is what policy options there are.
Certainly, the love you claim, the love you know, is wondrous and wonderful, and we would not diminish its power, its importance, its value. Not at all. But there is the unclaimed love. And no matter how much you claim it, there's always unclaimed love. The more you claim it, emptying that vessel, if you will, the more love that flows into it. You will never exhaust your source of unclaimed love.
Strange things were happening, and your Lee Harvey Oswald had nothing to do with them.
Presents! Pleasantries abound when I imagine worshipping her womb. 'Cause in full bloom, she gives me life. I want her beneath me. I want her behind me. I want to feel her breath in my ear to remind me to inhale her full sexuality.
The entire cabinet on a trip to the Far East. We had one third of a combat division returning from Germany in the air above the United States at the time of the shooting. At 12:34 p.m., the entire telephone system went out in Washington for a solid hour. And on the plane back to Washington, word was radioed from the White House Situations Room to Lyndon Johnson that one individual performed the assassination. Does that sound like a bunch of coincidences to you?
Of my generation destroyed by
fighting this war against terrorism and dealing with the situations that led to it. Say a few things about each. Glad to go beyond in discussion, or don't hesitate to bring up other questions. These are the ones that come to my mind as prominent, but you may easily and plausibly have other choices. Well, let's start with right now. I will talk about the situation in Afghanistan. I'll just keep to uncontroversial sources like the New York Times. According to the New York Times, there are 7 to 8 million people in Afghanistan on the verge of starvation. That was true, actually, before September 11th. Right, they were surviving on international aid. On September 16th, the Times reported, I'm quoting it, that the United States demanded from Pakistan the elimination of truck convoys that provide much of the food and other supplies to Afghanistan's civilian population. As far as I could determine, there was no reaction in the United States, or for that matter in Europe. I was on national radio all over Europe the next day. There was no reaction in the United States or in Europe, to my knowledge, to the demand to impose massive starvation on millions of people. The threat of military strikes right after September, around that time, forced the removal of international aid workers, that crippled the assistance programs. Actually, I'm quoting again from the New York Times. Refugees reaching Pakistan after arduous journeys from Afghanistan are describing scenes of desperation and fear at home as the threat of American-led military attacks turns their long-running misery into a potential catastrophe. The country was on a lifeline, and we just cut the line, quoting an evacuated aid worker in the New York Times magazine.
I'm erect. Why aren't you erect?
Because the reality of this bliss is this road may not be mine forever. So I do whatever I can do to get through to her and let her know that I am enjoying her time immensely.
Not for one moment. The cabinet was out of the country to get their perceptions out of the way. Troops are in the air for possible riot control. The telephones didn't work to get the wrong stories from spreading if anything went wrong with the plan.
It's not gonna happen.
What are you gonna do? You gonna jack me now? You gonna take my own money from me? Huh?
I told you that's my evidence. You wanna go to jail, you wanna go home.
I wanna go home, Jake. Come on. Give me the money and let me go home.
Yeah, yeah. You wanna go home?
Yeah.
Nothing was left to chance. He could not be allowed to escape alive.
So strongly on the side that he believes is right, which happens to be where the Americans are, enhanced the bilateral relationship between the two governments.
Yes.
And it is dipping into that.
This is a tense period.
Being conscious in your
framework.
Either
with us or you're against us kind of thing.
This is
dipping into that unclaimed love. For that is where miracles reach up beyond your fear. In the unclaimed love that lies there, beyond your need or attempts to control.
Exalted, when the
train of his robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole.
Starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night. Who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities contemplating jazz. Who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs illuminated.
The unclaimed love that waits there holds the miracles and holds the energy, the ingredients, the wherewithal that you need. Conscious, within your framework, strong, dipping into that unclaimed love. But it doesn't stop there. But love is all there is, right? As long as you love, it's bound to lead you somewhere good. It'll carry you through. It'll make everything work out wonderfully. Love is all there is, and it's not enough. For to it you need to add the intimacy, the esteem, certainly so. And in the process of unstoppable power, love isn't enough either. Though it is core, though it is the determined step. Beyond it, now loosening up, now freeing up, beyond the unclaimed love, majesty and grace. To experience, to touch, to be conscious, if you will, to be present with the majestic of you, with your grace.
Holy, holy, if you only let me. You've been listening to this stuff for 20 years now? 15 years?
Someone please call.
Tom actually is one of the instigators of this stuff.
Who passed through universities with radiant, cool eyes, hallucinating Arkansas, and Blake-like tragedy among the scholars of money and war?
And beyond that fifth step, greater freedom, greater freer to man. Reaching into the future and your future self. Not to live there, but to be beneficiary.
Hey, let me go home, James. Come on, give me the money, let me go home.
Of its bounty, of the power of the future and of the magic and power of your future self.
Expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene oaths on the windows of the skull.
The Panamanian Defense Forces to impose a government complacent with U.S. interests and to make Panama the control center for all of Latin America.
The World Food Program, the UN program, did, which is the main one by far, were able to resume after three weeks in early October. They began to resume at a lower level, resume food shipments. They can't. They don't have international aid workers within, so the distribution system is hampered. That was suspended as soon as the bombing began. They then resumed, but at a lower pace, while aid agencies leveled scathing condemnations of U.S. airdrops, condemning them as propaganda tools, which are probably doing more harm than good. And that happens to be quoting from the London Financial Times, but it's easy to continue. After the first week of bombing, the New York Times reported in a back page inside a column on something else that by the arithmetic of the United Nations, there will soon be 7.5 million Afghans in acute need of even a loaf of bread. And there are only a few weeks left before the harsh winter will make deliveries to many areas totally impossible.
You don't deserve this. Okay, you motherfucker.
Jake, go ahead and bounce on me. Get up out of here. We got your back.
What?
Just like that.
Oh, no, you didn't. Wait a minute. No, you didn't.
Panama City took place primarily with bases from the United States. The essential value of the Southern Command is to give another 2,000 miles of intervention capability, which takes us right into the heart of the Andean coca-producing region.
Hey, Jay! Come back here! Jay! You disloyal, fool-ass, bitch-made punk. Jay! I need my money! Jake!
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Huh? You think you can do this shit? Jay! You think you can do this to me? You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. Shoe program, nigga. 23-hour lockdown. I'm the man up in this piece. You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I'm the police. I run shit here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go and walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Shit, I don't fuck. I'm winning anyway. I'm winning. I'm winning any motherfucking way. I can't lose. Shit, you can shoot me, but you can't kill me.
Ah. Oh, what a day. What a motherfucking day.
Of the next decade are entirely likely to take place.
That sixth step, that sixth voice, if you will, your future and your future self. It is then that you move to that loftiest of steps, freedom with responsibility, unconscious presence. And when you move, well, from your perspective, when you move from presence through the framework, your strength, to the unclaimed love, dipping into that love, immersing yourself in it, and emerging in your majesty, in your grace, linked to your future and future self, then into unconscious presence, into one of the nine domains. There are more than nine, but nine that you can relate to. There, in that domain, your power, the unstoppable power of your magic, emerges.
Visions of Christ turn into a physiologist teaching at the Cornell Medical College.
Glacier.
getting cold in the booth, man. All alone, working all night. All right, anyway, Glacier, the movie, coming to the Fun Fun Googleplex at Dead Center sometime in the new millennium. When is that new millennium coming? Well, you know, we got our last chance for traffic in this century. Captain Happy Pandit, are you up there?
Flying high with Captain Morgan. Happy New Year.
Ooh, I wish we had a couple of jiggers of Captain Morgan down here, man. We were worried. We were worried. We lost contact with you.
Just a magnetic anomaly. A couple of whirlybirds got strangely attracted up here. Chopper Cop 12 just mounted the Channel 86 eye in the sky. You ever see dragonflies mating?
Oh, it's like dogs in the street. I try not to watch. So, Captain Happy, what's the latest on the pursuit of that red-headed babe?
Well, she's not the big story anymore, B. It's the gridlock she created. Now, listen, I've seen this metroburbia brought to its knees before by the invasion of the Promise Breakers, the seventh game of the seventh series.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget the reunion of the Rolling Dead. I was there.
Now, if you were there, I'm surprised you remember it.
Who remembers anything?
I've never seen what I'm eyeballing below. Every road leading towards the homeless stadium is a zoo. Could it be? I see a camel smoking in a hot rod. Swarms of multi-ocular sheep. Must be cloners. Grasshoppers as big as houses and millions of motoring martyrs.
Oh, they're the worst drivers in the county.
You said it.
Boy, man, I guess everybody's going to the doldrop but me, huh?
Yeah, radio is a heartbreak bobber.
Rami Cortezon.
And on top of everything, which is where I am, there's the weather. Oh, boy. Clouds as thick as sheep poop are roiling out of the west as the sun smelts into an ocean of tang, turning the city into an altar of friendly fire.
Whoa, what's that?
Whoa. Four corporate birds just played chicken with me. I'm told it's the Four Cowboys of the Apocalypse heading in to headline the big to-do tonight.
Oh, that's a great band.
Uh-oh. Here comes the hail. Big as eyeballs. Yeah, my road is rising up. It's not nice. This is Captain Happy and the strangely vulnerable News Now Chopper. I gotta go pick up some dog.
Remarkable power of your unconscious presence. For that is where the unconscious and conscious become one. It is where, in that movement, in that dance, in that ritual, however you term it, from presence to unconscious presence, through the unclaimed love, you trigger, amid the myriad of forces and energies so engaged, that unstoppable power of your magic, and can utilize that in the working of your magic. Unstoppable success. To unravel and utilize the greatest secret. First, to become conscious of self. To be conscious of self, yes. Again, a personal sense of presence, being awake, achieving, exploring, etc.
Grab a beer, wipe my car for me, let's roll.
Wipe your car, man?
Yeah, we're going to nigger town. N-word town.
Cowered in unshaven rooms in underwear, burning their money in waste baskets and listening to the terror through the wall, who got busted in their pubic beards returning to Laredo with a belt of marijuana for New York.
No metaphysics right here. On stream 475, out of the blue. Glorious MP4. 128 clicks. Past dead center. Every Thursday, starting around 9 p.m. Eastern U.S., an archive for all of time, newmetaphysics.com. Make sure you put in the W's. And studio475.com/ New Metaphysics, actually the faster download site. Just fucking with some audio over here. Back of a pickup, right behind the gun rack. We have a mobile unit. And Gary at studio475.com for the mailman.
There's a move afoot to divide us. It's being done by Afro-Saxons and coconuts.
Glorious MP4. 128 clicks. Past dead center.
Visions of saints, angels, even Christ himself.
I don't do that anymore. Not since I was 16.
Were your parents religious?
Anything but. My father was an aeronautical engineer. My mother a clinical psychologist.
We've got the bipartisanship on Colombia, which has come up already a few times this evening. We all know how Colombia is going to go in the years down the road. There's going to be the declarations of a reformed Colombian army. There are going to be the usual stirring cries of victory. What's actually happening on the ground? These units are moving and murdering and massacring. Meanwhile, they're fumigating, as they put it, the coca and poppy fields. Bankrupting peasants who've got no other means of subsistence. Since legal crops they can't get a dime for on the international markets. You've got the likelihood of a downturn in the national and the international economy.
Oh. Midnight Angel of the Millennium.
Well. Second one I've had. But they're both the same.
Well, all of that act of flotation that happened in Clinton time, when the economy didn't benefit the bottom third, and not much even the bottom half, and not much even the bottom 70%, but immensely the top 30% as the air goes out of the economy.
It just was all over you. And I suddenly realized
write that this style is meant really to give you the experience of what he's writing about.
I was wearing press credentials. I do not look like a member of the Black Bloc. I look like a soccer mom, I like to think. And I was trying to leave one demonstration at one time where I was just walking around taking notes, get to a line of cops. No, you cannot leave the demonstration. You couldn't, you know, you couldn't get in or out. We were constantly hemmed in.
So, you know, there's a reason why we're witnessing these developments.
And I was trying to leave one demonstration at one time where I was just walking around taking notes. Get to a line of cops. No, you cannot leave.
And what frightens me is that people are simply letting it happen. And many of us participate in the processes that allow for the construction of ever more prisons. We vote in favor of the prison.
Played an important role in Operation Enduring Freedom.
Unusual instance of genetic regression about 3 months ago. You may have leukemia or lymphoma. He's been trying to get you into the hospital for a complete workup, but you've refused to go.
Being conscious of self, it involves, secondly, being conscious of your power. To be powerful, it's not enough to know that you have power. It's not enough to label, to give definition to that power. You need to be conscious of it, to become power-filled, to be full of power. You need to be conscious of yourself, and then conscious, secondly, conscious of your power.
Well, I never thought things were the same after that. Vietnam started for real. There was an air of, I don't know, make-believe in the Pentagon and CIA. Those of us who'd been in secret ops since the beginning knew the Warren Commission was fiction. But there was something deeper, uglier. I knew Alan Dulles very well. Many a time in his house. But for the life of me, I still can't figure out why he was appointed to investigate Kennedy's death, the man who had fired him. Dulles, by the way, was General Wythe's benefactor. I got out in 64, resigned my commission.
I never realized Kennedy was so dangerous to the establishment. Is that why?
Well, that's a real question, isn't it? Why? The how and the who is just scenery for the public. Oswald, Ruby, Cuba, the Mafia. Keeps them guessing like some kind of parlor game, prevents them from asking the most important question, why? Why was Kennedy killed? Who benefited? Who has the power to cover it up? Who? In 1961, right after the Bay of Pigs, very, very few people know about this, all right? I participated in drawing up National Security Action Memos 55, 56,
General?
57. These are crucial documents, classified, top secret. That basically in them, Kennedy instructed General Lemnitz, chairman of the Joint
General,
Chiefs, that from here on forward, the Joint Chiefs of Staff would be wholly responsible for all covert paramilitary action in peacetime. This basically ended the reign of the CIA. Splintered it, as JFK promised he would, into 1,000 pieces. And now he was ordering the military to help him do it. This was unprecedented. I can't tell you the shockwaves that this sent along the corridors of power in Washington.
You see, power is a feminine energy. Regardless of your gender, power isn't something exclusive for women, clearly not, nor exclusive for men.
People who would have us believe that there's a separate gulf between two nations, black and Latino. People who have us believe there's a gulf between two nations, black and Latino. Two nations.
Power is a feminine energy. It is a potential. It is an ability.
Of course, the firing of Alan Dulles, Richard Bissell, and General Charles Campbell, all of them sacred cows and intel since World War II.
Not work. It's very enjoyable. I think you're as good as being a John as you are as being submissive.
Shots fired. Officer down. Repeat. Officer down.
And I think we're going to see a lot more of Lisa.
That you cannot fight and win if you don't win the information part of the war.
And a willingness, yes, but it is an ability to...
Black and Latino. This is not the poem, y'all. I'm telling you there's no difference between Beaufort, South Carolina and Ponce, Puerto Rico. You hear me?
Bonds. We vote for three strikes and you're out laws. And we don't ask ourselves why.
It is a potential power.
And said to me, look, there's no liberal running for president. There's no Wellstone, there's no Jackson, there's no Kennedy, there's no Mario Cuomo. And that serious people of good judgment are actually talking to that person about running. If I didn't think they were completely nuts, it'd make no difference to me whether that person had become well known as a basketball player, or a businessman, or an actor, or a wrestler, or a grocery store clerk, or a drum majorette.
Rather than a permanent change, you might understand the need to move quickly in certain instances, but these are permanent changes that we're making to the balance of our civil liberties, and they need to be debated in the light of day.
You know, we're going to appeal to your patriotism.
For that power to fill you, or for that power to become something you can live, something you can work, something that can matter, to be dynamic, you need the masculine energy combining with that feminine potential. You need to be filled.
People without jobs here in this country.
Touch them with your eyes. Very good. Very good. Now, why don't you... Actually, I like you on your knees, but why don't you sit up on your knees? Sit fully erect. Now, I'm going to want you to tell these people...
Because it's more profitable.
Power.
When I say these people, the people who are actually going to be viewing you.
Too many of us grew up in the projects and did bids in the joint together to have anyone divide us on the basis of language. Mambo is black. Merengue is black. R&B is black, joropo is black, flamenco is black, guaguancó is black, bomba is black. Be careful. They will come to you and say, be careful with those hordes of Spanish people. Fuck them. Jíbaro.
Yes.
Mi negro lindo. De los bosques de caña, caciques de luz. Tiempo es una cosa cómica. Jíbaro, my pretty nigga. Father of my yearning for the soil, the land, the earth of my people. Father of the sweet smells of fruit in my mother's womb, the earth brown of my skin, the thoughts of freedom that butterfly through my insides. Jíbaro, my pretty nigga. Sweating bullets of blood and bedbugs swaying slowly to a softly strummed five-string guitar, remembering ancient empires of sun gods and black spirits and things that were once so simple. How times have changed men. How men have changed time. Unnatural, screams the wind. Unnatural. Jíbaro, my pretty nigga man. Fish smells and cane smells and fish smells and cane smells and tobacco and oppression makes even God smell foul. As foul as the bowels of the ship that vomited you up on the harbor of a cold metal city to die. No sun, no sand, no palm trees. And you clung to the slimy rib of an animal called the marine tiger in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hebaru, did you know you my nigga? I love the curve of your brow, the slant of your baby's eyes, the calves of your woman dancing. I dig you. You can't hide. I ride with you on subways. I touch shoulders with you and dance. I make crazy love to your daughter. Yeah. You my cold nigga man. And I love you cause you mine. And I'll never let you go. I will never let you go. You mine, nigga. And I'll never let you go. Forget about self. We're together now. And I'll never let you go. Mm-mm. Never, nigga.
Someone can know they're highly creative and highly imaginative and they're very able to dream. And they can carry that power around with them, lugging it wherever they go. Hi, here's me with my creativity. But I don't use it. It doesn't produce. It doesn't translate into a strength. And you know people who have gone through their whole lives frustrated, knowing their power, but never being filled with it. Or not often enough, being filled with their power, being able to utilize it, being able to change their reality, work their magic, change their reality by its utilization, that live in potential of what they could be. Because although they have power, they're not conscious. Letting themselves own that, be filled with. They don't allow themselves to be power filled. So, in order to work with this energy, the unstoppable success, be conscious of self. Be conscious of your power. Thirdly, be conscious of the power born of love and will. The core of your power, be conscious not of power alone, but of the power that is born of your love, that is born of your will. Fourthly, be conscious of powerful choices. Those choices that are empowered. Right choices, willed choices, wise choices. And when you are conscious of self, conscious of power, conscious of your power born of love.
I think the first music was probably my father, the Beatles. We had one Beatles record that was my mother's, and it was the only record we had in the house. So maybe that excited me because we were playing it on and on. I think I must have been, this was in 68, 69. Then my father, a lot of my father, I mean, we were very crazy about my father. And then it was funk from America. Then later, much later, it was salsa, calypso, jazz.
What about the social message as well? I mean, one of your tracks, Black Man Know Yourself, what's that about? Is that to an African audience or to a world audience?
Really, it's to an African audience and explaining to the rest of the world why the black man is the way he is. Why I started that song was when we're talking about why Africa is like this, we blame ourselves. We say we sold ourselves. We give so many stupid excuses that black man know yourself. Explain to the world, why is a black man like this? We've lost everything. We lost our heritage, our culture. And until the African man finds his feet and understands the contribution his ancestors have given world civilization. Another problem is the Africa. How many African men and women think in their language today? So that's the effect of colonization. I don't think in my language. I think in English. I dream in English. So even when I'm speaking to you, I'm not speaking to you for my people. I'm speaking to you for you. Because anything I achieve speaking English is for the Englishman. Because I'm speaking English.
And what about speaking in the language of music? Where does music fit into these...
That is a good thing about music, because nobody can explain that. And that is the force that I deal with. My father used to tell me, if you toy with music, then you're toying with your life. You don't toy with music. And music has a way of punishing or helping you in your life. And it will make you cry, it will make you think, it will make you sulk, it will make you everything. It will make you want sex. Music is there, it touches you. If you tired, don't complain. If you want attention, master play. Want somebody
to hear. The reality of life for millions of people in Nigeria is poverty, no electricity, no petrol, no cars. Those are things that they might want.
That's why we cannot function as a nation. No nation can. There is no nation that can produce talent with that kind of society. That's why the geniuses will rot, and that's why we are going to be in very big trouble in the next 10 years.
And will you write music about it?
Of course. My profession is music. I am a tool for music. I don't know where the music comes from. I put myself in a position where some kind of higher force is using me, and I just have to let myself be like that for now.
And I think that's, to a great extent, that the difficulty that people are involved in, trying to make this decision. After the fact, Jay's right. In many cases, you can step back and say, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. Just on a personal note, I was astounded reading in the Washington Post the articles that were written about, how the war was won or fought, or what the intelligence background was, and the nature of the information. I mean, at the time...
To pay wages of $2.50 an hour. A day. Sorry.
And when that power and that consciousness is in your choice,
you
one issue that brought it back for me. Century Comics 117. That's where this group, the Coalition of Evil, tried to ascertain the weakness of every superhero because they all have one. Just like you. Your bones don't break. Mine do. That's clear. Your cells react to bacteria and viruses differently than mine. You don't get sick. I do. That's also clear. But for some reason, you and I react the exact same way to water. We swallow it too fast. We choke. We get some in our lungs. We drown. However unreal it may seem, we are connected, you and I. We are on the same curve, just on opposite ends.
I don't smell like something fishy going on in the world. I don't smell like something fishy going on in the world.
What's going down, brother? It's all good, baby. It's all good.
Choices.
The point of all this is we now know something we didn't. You have a weakness. Water. It's like your kryptonite. You hearing me, David?
Back to something that I think Tom was saying this morning, which is that a lot of the real questions is what happens after the guns stop firing.
What your name is, your full name?
Just fucking go back.
was lovely. Thank you for watching me doing that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dubin. You're in the emergency room in the Philadelphia City Hospital. You're in a serious accident. Look at me. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Good. I'm going to ask you some questions. Have you ever had any heart or asthma problems in the past?
No.
Kidney or renal problems?
No.
Any allergies?
No. I mean, that even $2.50 an hour is nothing.
Filled with consciousness, filled with power, filled with power born of love and will. Wise choices, right choices. Willed choices, empowered choices. When you make those choices in the most conscious way, when you make those choices in the domains of unconscious presence. Unstoppable power, unstoppable success. And there is a strange logic, and there is a wonderful reasonability about it all. As you look at it, as you work with it, as you explore it, yes, it makes sense that if I'm present, aware of my framework, strong, in touch with the unclaimed love, majestic, filled with grace, in touch with my future and future self, stepping into the domain of unconscious presence, yes, it makes sense in its way. There's a strange logic and a wonderful reasonability that would generate a power that perhaps has no other name than unstoppable.
Lisa Harper. Oh, it's so sexy. And Lisa, you are from... From France, oops.
I mean, you get paid more than that at McDonald's.
You are from France, oops. Excuse me, it's very hot out here and I'm dripping sweat onto Lisa here. So, how long have you been in the States, Lisa?
2 years.
2 years. Okay, why don't we look into the camera when we answer, okay?
Okay.
You got just what you need, dog. Got to learn how to party, baby. How to handle the high. Necessary job skill, you know? Here, wipe your chin. Yeah, it's an alcohol world out here, baby. Gotta be able to get high, hang, and talk shit with killers and not pass out and get your shoes stolen, you know what I mean? Yeah, get that in here, man.
Now, what do you do, Lisa? For a career, what is your career?
I'm making dirty movies.
They start out that I'm in here, but it's not day or night. People, you're standing right over there.
Dirty movies. Okay.
By that counter. You're in both dreams. And you're scared. I get even more frightened when I see how afraid you are, and...
So, you have sex?
Yeah.
Okay, do you do anal?
Yeah.
And if the way to be power-filled is to be conscious, and the way to work magic, to create success, cornerstone, keystone, seminal, to change, to growing, to creating, to happiness, to so much choice. If my choices are fully conscious, they are powerful choices. The conscious me makes those choices, and my unconscious mind is the most powerful place to do that. If I can make my conscious choices in unconscious presence, where my unconscious and conscious become one, then those choices will generate success and it will be unstoppable.
And of course, this whole show has been recorded for reprocessing.
Worried stiff that you're cracking up. He thinks you're behaving very strangely. And he begged me to talk to you about this when I got back.
Mason is pathologically incapable of keeping his mouth
shut. He's worried about
you. Also a stupid starch doctrinaire.
Mason is a first-rate doctor.
It's not leukemia. Or any other kind of cancer. I've let him do a liver spleen scan on me and a CAT scan. I have been probed, scoped, and palpated. Mason's had a mirror down my throat or up my ass every half hour for the last 3 months. And there is no evidence, no suggestion whatsoever of cancer.
But when you consider that, you know, companies, industrial, automobile companies, for example,
thank you.
right. That's why I was here. So I did what he said. I got myself a nice place in the hills. Some new threads. A nice ride. It was fun. I liked being a big shot. Wouldn't you?
You do anal. Do you do double penetration?
Yes.
Then I realize what it is. There's a man in back of this place. He's the one who's doing it. I can see him through the wall.
It is a strange logic. There is a wonderful reasonability. It makes sense. And many of you are already, all of you can become aware and can come to understand the mechanics and the dynamics of unstoppable power, of unstoppable success. And you can utilize this remarkable power of unconscious presence.
Where were you sitting on the train?
Against the window.
In the passenger car?
Yeah. Where are the other passengers?
Was your family traveling with you? Did you get up from your seat? Are you certain you were in the passenger car?
Yes. Why are you looking at me like that?
Your train derailed. Some kind of malfunction. They only found two people alive so far. You and this man. His skull was cracked open and most of his left side was crushed. And to answer your question, there are two reasons why I'm looking at you like this.
They have left. Detroit used to be Motown, right? No longer. So what's happened to all of those people who historically have worked with those corporations that have decided that it is more profitable to move into a third world country and set up shop there?
Beyond being aware and understanding the mechanics and the dynamics, you can come know. And in that knowing, you can experience the dynamism. The dynamism of the unstoppable of power, the unstoppable of success, the dynamism of unconscious presence.
One, because it seems in a few minutes that you will officially be the only survivor of this train wreck. And two, because you didn't break one bone. You don't have a scratch on you.
And I'm glad I did.
I wonder if you think philosophy has helped you with writing comedy at all. I mean, if you've ever, because I think you have kind of applied some of the, you know, logic of philosophy toward toward humor in
yeah,
making fun
true.
Of it or deconstructing it.
Yeah, I think it has helped me quite a bit. And just, I can't tell you why, but I feel it's still being used. And yet, if you ask me, you know, to give the philosophy of Hegel, I would have a hard time remembering. But certain, it's just a, gave me concepts that I've used my whole life.
Can you think of a particular sketch or something you used to do in your stand-up act that you felt really had a direct connection to
well,
what you read?
Not really, but I did understand that that you know absurdism came into my act quite a bit. So I think that somehow that was linked to philosophy because it was always denying the truth or making leaps to things that weren't logical or you know, it's so you know. Hard to remember all these things, and if I did, it wouldn't be that interesting to say yes, this was based on Aristotle's. You know.
That's right.
$1 million you're holding right there in your hand. Over $4 million in here. First day on the job, you hit a $3 million seizure.
Wait, he said four.
Ah, taxation without representation, brother. Nothing's free in this world, you lucky first day motherfucker. Buy your wife a minivan with that, put the kids through college. Give me that back.
Nah, you know. The only checks I cash say LAPD on them, right?
Somebody didn't sleep through ethics, did they?
What's the matter? You don't want a piece of this? Huh?
Well, I... No, right? No, like this. I mean, no.
No? Right, right. Okay. First time. You're not comfortable. I'll hold it for you. Okay? What about you? You comfortable?
Oh, I'm comfortable.
How's your comfort level?
I'm very comfortable.
Come on, let's wrap this up. Don't touch a thing. Evidence.
What are those assholes thinking? I'm really going to stand still and let him horse fuck me.
Could put you out of your misery. Hey, Jake, here.
Yeah.
Hey, come sit down. Sit down.
Tell you a secret. When you kill someone on duty, they have to be a slave in the afterlife. There you go. Start an entourage.
Well, you want me to shoot him?
Yeah. Go on, kid. Do me a favor. Come on.
Do yourself a favor. Hit him.
Are you serious?
Hey, close the blinds.
All right, I'll shoot him.
Go.
Pow! Boom!
Thank you.
It's gripping, I tell you. Melodrama. Melodramatic. Just around the head of the pin, though. Don't get all excited. The metaphysics. Gary Geiserman hanging around. Cast of characters from the Time Machine. And I'm going in there with them any instant now. And you're coming with me. It could be proved, if you were a pinhead empiricist. Of course, they're not true empiricists anymore because modern day being what it is and all. And logic was never used rigorously in the first place, so I guess we'll have to excuse the white-coated tangents being taken these days. What with invisible, subatomic, and imaginary things logged into the empiricist's library and all. Of course, Orwell was quite Orwellian about the bigger the lie, the more they believe. And the imaginary presidency of the United States of America. I believe a barnyard animal is in charge of the public global sector. Live stream, MP4, archived in MP3 and 4, for those who like those springtime numbers. Those feminine numbers down there below 5, of which I'm quite fond. Is it possible to have jumped the fence and jumped back again? And in all that confusion, forget if that's really a fence. Of course, these days, people's identity is easily captured by the merest of consumer pop. And the equivalent geopolitics. Or whatever line you're in, especially those overly educated. Inside the little black hole of a field around an empirical object of their specialty, their speciality. That no one except kin would ever really understand and all. NewMetaphysics.com and Studio 475/NewMetaphysics or Studio 475.com/TheNewMetaphysics. Make sure you register at the Blue Shield Credit Union card into the system, and you'll be a member. You'll be one of us. You get your little identity coupon on the Midnight Express.
No, these are the people precisely who end up participating in the alternative economies, in the drug economy, and taking drugs, too.
But the problem is, as the problem has always been, you don't always create what you know. There's a lot of knowing that goes uncreated, unrecognized. Of all that you know, and you know a lot about a lot of things, you don't create everything you know. Of what you know, you create only a portion. There's much of what you know that goes uncreated, that goes unrecognized. And of what you create, well, you don't manifest all that you create. There's much of creation that goes unmanifested, that goes unrealized. So yes, you know this vast body of knowledge. What you create less, and of what you create, you manifest less. And the key, and the answer here, lies within resonance. It lies within resonance magic. For resonance can turn words into action and desire into reality. The resonance magic can turn knowing into creation, and creation into manifestation. The key is resonance magic.
Which do you like more? Girls, guys, double penetration, anal?
David, it's Elijah. It was so obvious. It was this one issue that brought it back for me. Century Comics 117. That's where this group, the Coalition of Evil, tried to ascertain the weakness of every superhero because they all have one.
Illicit drugs. You know, because a lot of people take drugs in this country. A lot of people take drugs. As a matter of fact, it's so interesting that there is this so-called war on drugs on the one hand, on certain kinds of drugs, and then other kinds of drugs are represented as the panacea.
Now you can work any number of kinds of magic that can bring you to the port, if you will, that can bring you to the portal, to the gateway of unconscious presence. And at that port, or at that gateway, on that threshold, as it might well be said, there is much benefit, there is much that can be done, much value. But in order to move beyond that threshold, to move into the domain, if you will, to move into the domain and the mystery of unconscious presence. You need the magic of resonance, or resonance magic, to make that move. You can enter the port. You can come into the space of unconscious presence and use that in very many wondrous ways, as we have talked in various workshops. But to truly enter the domain, that heart, to truly enter the mystery and be the beneficiary of what lies inside the domain, what lies within the mystery, to be the beneficiary of essence.
What about animals? You know, animals don't have the same complex natures that we do. They're more simple, more in tune with nature, it would seem. So they get hurt. They take time to heal. Why aren't
they? Do.
Why don't we see this more in nature?
Well, we have this very incredible tool called our imagination.
So it's just a matter of harnessing that.
Includes, yes, harnessing that, but also this imagination includes, it's all about this ability to focus and shift our focus. Now, with animals, most of the time, from most injuries, they heal up quite rapidly, all things considered, because they don't have that constant focus on the past.
I'd say to that person, I'd say, look, drum majorette, there's no harm in thinking about this, however unlikely it may be. But whatever you do, go ahead and speak up. Speak up for the people nobody speaks for. And if you speak up well, maybe you'll influence some people. Maybe you'll influence the party. Maybe you'll influence the candidates that are running. And who knows what else. And remember, drum majorette, don't delude yourself into thinking that it's got an awful lot to do with you. It doesn't. It's the time that you're living in and a temporary vacuum that allows you the privilege of being heard. And one more thing. One more thing. A drum majorette. When those plutocrats start with you, when you start hearing those moneyed, honeyed voices of ridicule and reaction, let them call you coy, let them call you flirtatious, but keep talking. Keep the spirit. Keep talking. You gotta keep the spirit. Thank you, ADA, for keeping the spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt. Keep the spirit. Thanks.
Shoot him.
Oh, man. I can see his face. I hope that I never see that face.
Youngsters these days, huh? You're not gonna shoot them?
Ever outside of a dream. That's it.
So? Came to see if he's out there.
To get rid of this god-awful feeling.
Right then.
Kennedy's directives were never really implemented because of bureaucratic resistance.
But one of the results was the Cuban operation was turned over to my department as Operation Mongoose. Mongoose was pure black ops. It was secretly based on the south campus of Miami's university, which was the largest domestic CIA station. Budgeted annually over hundreds of millions of dollars. 300 agents, 7,000 select Cubans, 50 fake business fronts for laundering money. They waged non-stop war against Castro, industrial sabotage, crop burning, the works. And all of this came under the control of General Juan. All he did was take the rules of covert warfare he'd used abroad and brought them into this country. Now he had the people, the equipment, the bases, and the motivation. And don't underestimate the budget cuts that Kennedy called for in March of 63 either. Nearly 52 military installations in 25 states, 21 overseas bases. You're talking big money. You know how many helicopters have been lost in Vietnam? Nearly 3,000 so far. Who makes that? Bell Helicopter. Who owns Bell? Well, Bell was nearly bankrupt when the First National Bank of Boston approached the CIA about developing the helicopter for Indochina usage. How about the F-111 fighter? General Dynamics of Fort Worth, Texas. Who owns that? Find out the defense budget since the war began. 75, going on 100 billion. Nearly 200 billion to be spent before it
came. Hello?
In 1949, it ended. No war. No money.
You know, if you're caught with a little crap, you spend 5 years in prison. But then on the other hand, the pharmaceutical company tells you that Prozac is the way to make yourself feel better.
And Kennedy wanted to end the Cold War in his second term. He wanted to call off the moon race in favor of cooperation with the Soviets. He signed a treaty with the Soviets to ban nuclear testing. He refused to invade Cuba in 1962, and he set out to withdraw from Vietnam.
Tied to the development of psychotropic drugs in terms of the pharmaceutical corporations.
As early as 1961, they knew Kennedy was not going to go to war in Southeast Asia. Like Caesar, he is surrounded by enemies, and something's underway.
They go to their corporate suites. They go to
everybody in the loop knows.
Well, anyway, let me leave that.
He is going to pull out the goddamned advisors. Fucked us in Laos, and now he is going to fuck us in goddamn Vietnam.
It is resonance magic that can get you there. You see, you can work, for example, with spirit magic. Turning to your higher self, your soul, your spirit. Turning to your unseen friends. Turning to God, Goddess, all that is, and asking them to lift you, to carry you, to bring you, to work the magic for you, if you will, beyond what you can consciously create, the spirit magic. And you can work sympathetic magic, the acting as if, the functioning as if, the magic of ritual and technique. You can work conscious creation and co-creation magic, absolutely so. And they can bring you into the arena, to the port, to the portal, to the gate itself, to the threshold, if you will. And in that radiance, receive the benefit of sound. You can work what we call other magic and what we call confluence magics, and likewise be brought to the gate. But it is resonance magic that can carry you beyond the gate, into the domain itself, into the mystery, and in that domain, in that mystery, to the purity, if you will, to the oneness. And even that, a limited word of essence, where the fullness of that power of unconscious presence lies. So let us be underway. To work with this that is unconscious presence. In the unstoppable of magic, in the unstoppable of power, in the unstoppable of success, begins with understanding resonance. And most of you have worked with resonance. We spent an entire evening a few years ago, yes, but we've talked of it subsequently, the working of resonance. Resonance. Whenever something, whatever that thing may be, however simple or complex, everything, first of all, radiates in your reality a frequency of vibration.
The individual tells about this experience, and if somebody makes fun of it or ridicules it, he will be hurt inwardly because this has been a very sacred experience to him. The fifth characteristic is reality. The individual has a certainty that the knowledge that he is gaining is truly real, that the experience that he is having is a valid experience. The sixth characteristic is paradoxical in nature. And this paradoxicality exists in internal unity in which there is a loss of all empirical content, but it's an empty unity which is full and complete at the same time as it's empty.
Kill Gallegos. You kill Gallegos, you're gonna pay for this.
Next time I put your fucking eye out, you're lucky I need you. You deliver the message. You understand?
So a person is full and empty at the same time.
And when more than one thing, two or more things, are in proximity within time space, without time space, in proximity of one another, their frequencies of vibration create an interference pattern as they overlap. As the frequency of vibration of one thing overlaps with the frequency of vibration of another thing, an interference pattern is created. Sometimes those frequencies will amplify. Sometimes they will diminish. Sometimes they will augment, shift or change. Sometimes they will negate, cancel, eliminate. But as those frequencies of vibration overlap, an interference pattern, chaos, is created. But the law of resonance says that in space-time, that eventually that chaos will be resolved. Eventually that interference pattern will be resolved. All the cancelling will be done, all the negating will be over with, all the amplifying will be done, all the shifting and changing will be done, and what will emerge is a standing wave. What will emerge is a synergy, a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. What will emerge is resonance, which then becomes the resonance of these things, or this thing of which comprised becomes a field of resonance. An interference pattern, chaos. There is an implicit order, and eventually that interference pattern will become a standing wave, a synergy, a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts, resonance.
You want to get shit done, you got to get it done yourself.
Holy shit!
Come on, breathe. Breathe, there you go. Just let it go. Breathe, dog. Yeah, he's finished.
Where's the stinger?
It's right here.
All right, Jeff. You took fire coming through the door.
I need some time off, but... Okay, whoa, okay? Lots of shades.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Kiss me, baby.
One. Oh. Yeah? You all right?
Yeah.
All right, I gotta give you one more, though.
Do it.
Oh, fuck! All right, listen. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove, okay? Here's a scenario. Mark and Paul, you kick the door. Jeff's the first one through. Roger opens fire, hits Jeff twice, right?
Fuck. Yeah, fuck.
What's the matter? One go through?
Shit.
Yeah, man, you shot him.
You fucking shot me, Matt.
All right. You'll get a medal. Don't worry about it.
Give me an ambulance.
Hey. You want to go to jail or you want to go home? All right, here's the scenario, all right? Let me quarterback this thing. Mark, Paul, you kick the door in. Jeff's the first one through. Roger opens fire, bang, bang, hits Jeff twice. Our new guy, Hoyt, he's in second, drops Roger with some fine shotgun work. Who shot Roger?
New guy came in spraying.
Paul.
Boot shot him.
What'd you guys see?
Hoyt blasted him.
Yeah, fuck Hoyt, okay? Ambulance time.
Done. Paul, call him up.
1149-998, shots fired. Officer down, repeat. Officer down. 5951 Baxter Street.
Congratulations, son. You're gonna get a Medal of Valor for this.
I didn't shoot him.
A room full of cops said you did.
But I didn't. You did.
A Los Angeles Police Department narcotics officer was killed today, serving a high-risk warrant in Echo Park. Give me the bitch. LAPD spokesperson said the officer is survived by his wife and infant child. Shit gets deeper. You get the picture?
Yeah, I got the picture.
Hey, that is the second time you pointed a gun at me. There will not be a third.
Don't. It's because they also are either mentally or their body is remembering the trauma.
You know, I also believe that...
We can even help with our focus. We can help animals to heal more quickly.
Yeah. Would you consider that animals also have this telepathic ability, at least household pets? And
oh,
they're
sure.
Picking up from us just as much as, you know...
Oh, absolutely. Remember I said that there's this constant influence? I would say not even, not just animals, but cars, computers, trees, everything.
So... All of it's a reflection of our own... Everything's a message, you could say. Everything's trying to communicate with us.
Well, I would say everything is communicating with us. We can simply develop our ability to be aware of it.
How long does it take for someone to go through your classes and really utilize these techniques to the point of, you know, reversing a burn or...
When resonance... is established when the standing wave stands. Energy takes formation and following function it becomes form. When resonance is established, when the standing wave stands, energy seems to collapse, condense, precipitate, following function into form. Resonance, a standing wave that creates a field. An aura. And within that aura collapses, condenses, precipitates, form. The form doesn't produce resonance. Resonance is the environment in which form is created. You, your body, your reality, your body doesn't generate an aura. Your aura precipitates a body. Years and years and years ago, we talked of that. Incredulous it seemed at the time. Now it makes so much more sense. The frequencies of vibration that comprise you, interference pattern, come into resonance, a standing wave, a field. An etheric field that condenses, downstep generates energy.
Damn, boy! That's what I'm talking about, Jake! My nigga, are y'all watching this? That's it!
It'd be my pleasure to put a hydro shock in that melon.
Hey, wait.
No, but I'm gonna be cool. I dropped the fucking gun.
Now!
You wanna shoot me, Paul, go ahead, but I'm taking him with me.
I'm going, Alonzo.
This motherfucker's a fed, man.
Nah, he ain't no fed. He's just a quiet boy with a heart that got the drop on all you fools. Listen, everybody just take a deep breath and just defuse this thing. You hear me, Jake?
You can't pull this shit on me, man. I didn't sign up for this.
Okay, I know you're angry. Everybody, just put your guns down.
Hell no.
No. Quiet boy first.
Hey, listen to me. Put your guns down. That's an order. Put them down.
Use your ears and you hear me, Jake. Sometime we gotta take this shit all away. It's not like we do this every day, all right? It's just the nature of the business. And no one will ever ask you again to pull the trigger if you don't want to, all right? Hey, Mark, where are you transferring to?
SIS.
SIS. Detective. You give me 18 months, I give you a career. We make the big seizures, Jake. We make the big arrests. But if you're in my unit, you gotta be in it all the way or not at all. You understand me? I mean, I thought you were man enough to handle this shit. I guess I was wrong. 5 proven decorated officers says that you're the shooter. Okay? The investigators are gonna wanna pull a tube of your blood to check for intoxicants. What are they gonna find, Jake? Do the math. You've been smoking PCP all day, haven't you? Huh? Remember?
You've been planning this all day?
I've been planning it all week, son. You talk that crazy shit, I'll make sure your blood gets to the lab. You wanna walk your little baby nuts around the block? You won't make it to the corner, but if you're cool, if you're cool, you're a hero. You're a virgin shooter above suspicion.
Alonzo, there's 2 shots left in that other stinger. We need to just kill your boy right now and say Roger got him coming through the door.
No, we ain't killing nobody. This is a good man right here. He's got the magic eye. I can feel it. Just had a little freak out, that's all. We all been there. No, I say he's cool. And I say nobody's gonna hurt him. But you do have a decision to make, Jake. Because in about 10 seconds, this place is going to be overrun with blue suits. So why don't you please go outside, clear your head, or shoot me.
Hey, Paul.
Damn,